children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You got to be careful what you say around here because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't let me smack you around, my boy.
She's learned her lesson. A scrawny little Asian girl in New York City.
I'm a spider.
My head itches.
And the Rockets Rick.
Donnie just fell on the floor again. He fell backwards in his seat.
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
I am gonna take a knife to my fucking boxers.
Okay.
I'm wearing Michael Jackson's, not Michael Jordan's underwear. Whoops. And shut up.
I'm glad you caught that pretty quick.
And I'm having to run back and forth to a certain place that we're not going to mention because of
the situation.
Thing. Yeah. You know, we don't want to make fun of that. And so my underwear, when I pull my pants up, I pull my underwear up with it.
So it's riding high.
So, but the pants slowly work their way down, but the underwear never does. So every time you hike up your pants, you're giving yourself even a bigger wedgie. And you can't fix it because you're sweating, so it's like sticking to the back of your legs.
That's why I don't wear that kind
of. You almost sound like you say you don't wear rubbers.
Yeah.
Living on the wild side.
Yeah, freedom.
Welcome to the Natasha. This is kind of a make good because the episode where Donnie's sister was on, no one has a copy of it.
Why?
It was put on the website, and somehow I accidentally deleted it off my computer, and now
it doesn't exist.
The few people that do have it, we can't get a hold of them because we don't know how to. And a gnat, welcome to Georgia, has followed me in. Welcome to episode 39.
Guest star?
Yeah. So, how do you feel being a bug? No one cares. Die. I'm trying to queue up this freaking CD player and it's not working.
Seems like nothing is cooperating.
Nah, hold on. Let's see if this...
I know this is...
Nah, that's not what I wanted. Okay. All right. There's a 7-year-old kid decided to steal his grandmother's car. We're trying to catch the We're kind of distracted by the gnat in here. So the 7-year-old kid decided to rob his grandmother's car, so here we go.
Terry in Milton is not your typical 7-year-old. Few his age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets. It all started at his mother's townhouse. Letarian says he took the car keys and hopped into his grandmother's Dodge Durango.
When I came through the back door, I looked on the counter, my keys were gone.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom.
So you take your grandmother's car.
Then I saw him and had my friend come in, and he smoked with cigarettes.
His friend, who's 7 years old, smoked cigarettes!
What is our country coming to?
My God, whatever happened to ecstasy?
He started the vehicle, then put it into gear.
Is that how you drive? My God! Isn't that how you're supposed to drive the frickin' thing? Notice I said frickin'.
I yanked it.
We didn't need to know that.
I yanked the thing.
And all of a sudden, I couldn't see through the windshield.
Then it looked like white shit, like doo-doo, bird poo-poo, or hit the window.
From the windows to the walls.
And off they went. 2 7-year-olds alone on the road. Letarian drove several miles through Lake Park in Palm Beach Gardens.
We got the one call that I told you about of a driver in the vehicle who looked too short to be able to see over the steering wheel.
That's the majority of old people that drive.
Yeah.
Along the way, he ran over 2 mailboxes, hit 2 parked cars in a Costco parking lot, and struck 2 moving cars near Walmart.
Sounds like a typical day for me.
Yeah.
I want to do it because it's fun.
It's fun.
I want to do bad things.
It's fun to do bad things.
Drive into a car.
Well, did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
It all ended on Investment Lane and Consumer.
What'd he say?
He wanted to do hood rat things? Is that some kind of gang lingo? Are we going to die now?
Consumer Drive. That's where Letarian hit the curb and sideswiped the sign. The SUV took most of the beating, snapping off one of his axles and wheels.
Damn.
And for a grandmother, the SUV, it was nice. Had the nice rims, but the inside of the rims were busted out because of the... I would have whooped his ass.
A grandmother's rage.
I want to whip his behind. That's what I want to do right now. If I thought they wouldn't take me to jail, I'd whip his behind right now.
And that's...
That's the problem with America.
20 years ago, you get your ass whooped, and the cops will stand there cheering her on.
Get that little boy.
Hit that bitch. Yah, bitch, yah.
Shake him. Shake him.
You don't think he should be punished for all of this?
Just a little bit. No video games for a whole weekend.
He says his punishment should be no video games for a weekend. 2 days. A weekend.
Jail.
And one unusual story for police.
Are you sorry? Yes. You understand that now your grandma's going to have to pay to have those cars fixed. Because yes. You hit those cars.
Can my mom help her?
I love this kid.
Can my mom help her? He's really out to get his mom.
The grandmother has custody of the boy. Palm Beach Gardens police say they do plan to move forward with charges of grand theft against the 7-year-old. He's obviously too young to go into any type of juvenile facility, but police say they do want to get him into the system so they can get him some type of help. In Palm Beach Gardens, I'm Ted White, WBBF News 25.
What kind of help are you going to get a 7-year-old kid?
You did a very bad thing.
Go on.
While we're on the subject of grandmas.
Oh, God.
Let's enjoy a little granny rap.
Yo, 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 Grandma Dolly from the Lunchbox Show. Here to let you know, get your taxes done. It can be fun, use TurboTax. Don't be like Richard. Buy vanilla ice CD with the money that you get back. I'm so crunk, get your taxes done, punk. I'm so crunk, get your taxes done, punk.
Yeah.
Take it from me, Granny Dolly. Scream it out loud. TurboTax. Now you gotta holler. I pay my taxes on my Granny Dolly dollars. I might be old, but I'm oh so stable. You won't find no money under the table. I'm so crunk, get your taxes done, punk. I'm so crunk, get your taxes done, punk. I save my receipts. Save me a seat at the Vanilla Ice Show. Getting crunk. Paid in full. I can't wait till the eyes of April. I'm so crunk, get your taxes done, punk. I'm so crunk, get your taxes done, punk. Yeah, me and Uncle Sam go back. Way back.
And there you go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh wait, there's more.
Once upon a time, there lived in FLA, a couple over 60 who loved to play. I said, play. I said, play. I said, play. Love to play. We built our house on a lot with a view to look at the water and the sky so blue. I said, blue. I said, blue. I said, blue. Sky so blue. We made a big kitchen because I love to cook. Tall maple cabinets with a black granite look. We love our great room with a big TV, 2 bedrooms, an office, and 2 rooms to pee. I said pee. I said pee. I said pee. 2 rooms to pee.
Hang on,
ceiling so high and rooms full of art and quilts made my bee. Thou ain't that smart. I work out in the pool every day at 9. Cause even in the winter, the weather's just fine. I act and sing in the spotlight beam. And Norman joined the emergency response team. Norman exercises and rides his bike. We both play bridge and go to shows we like. Norman catches fish in the backyard lake and throws them back, for goodness sake. Living in Lake Worth, we do our part. Go to concerts at Kravis and street shows of art. So living in Florida just can't be beat. Because we're native Floridians and used to the heat. I didn't say snow. I didn't say rain. I didn't say cold or hurricanes. I said heat. I said heat. I said heat. Yeah. Florida heat. Yeah.
And that won an award.
For what?
I don't know. All right, we have to take a break. We'll come back. We got some more news, and we got a few more audio bits for you guys to listen to. You're listening to the Tosh on F Radio.
I walk this road alone, sentenced for my sins. But what defines criminal does not define me. Judge not, lest ye be judged. I've played your game. Now, you'll play mine.
WWE Judgment Day. Live Sunday, May 18th, only on pay-per-view.
Mayday Parade's new album, A Lesson in Romantics. Get Mayday Parade's new album at Best Buy.
All right, welcome back to the Untitled Show. A lot of people probably wondering why we went to commercial break so quickly.
We have many
listeners. The reason why is someone showed up.
Woo!
Just walked in, didn't knock. Just, hello? Can you give me information on a limo service? No. But that's what I put up with here. Welcome to my world. We would have loved to have elaborated a little more on the granny rap, but I mean, I think I have one more clip that I didn't play. I could have played it, but
the colors are stuck up in my hair. I can't.
No, this is something kind of stupid. I just sort of play it.
Yo, 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 take it, yo, yo, I'm not doing it anymore.
Typical 7-year-old. Okay, all right.
That was amazing.
Now, I would normally save this for the end. This is actually the showstopper, but we got more after this. Ever wanted to know how to break up with a chubby girl? I have found a piece of audio where the guy gave the perfect way of breaking up with a chubby girl.
Amazing.
So, here it is for your listening pleasure. Anytime.
I know this is a little sudden, but it's just not working out. You know, we just don't have anything in common anymore. I mean, you like ballet, and I like hockey, and you like being fat and ugly, and I don't like fat and ugly people.
Applause to the man. Say what you thought.
Oh my god. But you think it ends there? It doesn't.
I mean, I can do chubby, but you graduated from chubby school a little while ago.
Oh my god.
Harsh?
New intro. But it doesn't end there.
Now you're attending the University of Disgusting.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I've listened to this about 10 times and I'm still, it's still funny.
It's like stunning. It's like,
This is obviously sarcastic. There's not a girl sitting there.
No, I can't. No, it's just...
That would be just too cruel, and I would wish death on him. But if someone would actually do this and record it and put it on the internet, I would kiss... Donnie would lick his wiener.
If I could reach it.
Oh, man. Okay.
And don't think that it has anything to do with you. I mean, if anything, it's me. You know, I'm the one that absolutely despises you.
That I might actually have to use.
Yeah.
Just... It's not your fault I hate you.
Well, maybe it is.
I can't help that I don't like you.
You. I'm the one that's been cheating on you for the past 2 years with random slutty girls because I'm no longer sexually attracted to you.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
If it was a real girl, she'd be killed him by now.
She'd have killed herself.
It has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Actually, you sort of remind me of an uglier version of Kathy Bates. Of Kathy Bates from Misery. You've never seen Misery?
What are you doing? Don't. This is for the best. Don't hit my ankles with the sledgehammer.
Don't worry about it. You'll find someone else. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of blind people out there for a date. Well, I mean, as soon as they touch you, they'll quickly realize their mistake, but you could probably squeeze in a couple dates before that happens.
I could make a joke right now. Nice. So many people hate us already because of last week's show with the old lady. So enough people hate us already for that. So,
Misery. You know, the crazy woman, she kidnaps the writer, played by James Caan. James Caan, he's the Will Ferrell's dad in Elf.
He's seen too many movies.
Yeah.
Look, I know this is hard, but if all else fails, you could always kill yourself. You know, you can't feel pain when you're dead. Oh, no. Don't do that, because if you do that, I'm going to have to raise our one-year-old son. Okay, no. Live with the pain, raise little Joey, and when he gets old enough to understand, just tell him that his dad died when he was really young. But make it cool. Something like, I died killing terrorists, or saving a woman from rape. And there's this scene in it where she puts a block of wood between his legs, and she grabs a sledgehammer, and she's like, paf! And you see like his foot go, kah! It is disgusting. You know, whatever happens, I really hope that... Sorry, gotta take this.
His phone.
Hello? Hey, baby. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just breaking up with the old one. Yeah. How's she what? How? Okay, hold on a second. Can you just keep it down a bit? Oh, how's she taking it? Oh, she's doing fine. She's a big girl. She is a big girl. Okay, well, I have to go. Listen, take care of yourself, and, you know, who knows? Maybe in a couple of years, when you're 18, we'll cross paths and fall right back in love. Highly unlikely, unless you lose the weight, but let that be a goal for you. Let that be a goal for you. Take care.
Can you say,
Damn! You've just been pwned!
Yeah, that. I was searching for the words. It just...
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't click.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Oh, good Lord.
That's a better one.
I love that guy.
Mommy, being the boy. Yeah, okay. That Joker laugh. Man, that was...
Just get rid of the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a big girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is a big girl.
Yeah.
We are going to hell.
Yeah.
We are going to hell in front row, first class, in the pilot's lap.
They're like, Bob and Donnie, oh, come to the front of the line. Come on.
I was like, oh, no, you get the special private jet.
Where's Hitler? Fuck him. Get these guys on there.
Hitler walks up to us. You guys are crazy motherfuckers.
The Hulk and the Mora.
To be like, don't, no, I don't want to shake your hand because you're on fire. I know my history. A little bit. That's about all I know. Kill the Jews. No, I'm joking.
Ooh.
I'm joking. 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 Knock on wood. So, Donnie. Some people been asking me. People that listen to the show know that I'm lousy when it comes to the girls, but everyone has an opinion that Donnie is like the master. And a lot of people have been giving you hell for only having one girl on your cell phone of any body part exposure. I'm guessing you got some new ones.
I met this girl in Bluntstown.
Oh, my. Are you sure you wanted to say that? Wow.
Would you not marry her?
Wow.
She was like, take a picture. I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden the head came up. Was, oh, my God.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it? Would you not marry her?
The circus has come to town.
Amazing.
Wow. We're going to go to commercial break. I have to use the bathroom.
Hey! Not with my phone!
You won't be able to open it up anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. See if I can anymore.
So, we're at two girls now.
Mm-hmm. I could have more. It's just, a lot of times I'm drunk.
You just don't realize what you have.
I just don't pay attention.
Here, I'll tell you what. You talk and I'll look through the pictures.
There's a car.
A car?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, cool.
The new G8.
The new G8. Mm-hmm. I got a G5. I passed on a G6, and now the G8's out. What happened to G7? Bingo!
It wouldn't sound cool.
The G8. What was it going to be? The G22. Under the G22. Bingo! There is no 22 in the G's. The G's is 46 to 55. Don't ask me how.
Okay.
No, it's 46 to 60.
There. You might as well just be quiet before you get into...
I played bingo at the VFW when I was little. My mom dragged me on my head.
Beep, beep.
I won a lot of money. Thanks. Anyway, so Donnie, how have you been?
We're here.
We're chilling. We were supposed to do the show sooner. It was supposed to be live on the Amped Radio. Now we're going to rebroadcast it next Sunday. So let's see. That's Sunday the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you're already listening to it, why do you care? anyway. And also, Elizabeth was supposed to be here. We were supposed to do photos afterwards.
Maybe I could have some more.
No, you wouldn't get any more pictures. As Weave used to call her, Fake Goth Girl. And I have to talk. We have to talk about Weave.
Oh, my God.
Was that him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was him.
I guarantee it's our fault because we made fun of that old lady be beat up, so we went out and beat up an old lady.
Yeah,
and
went to jail for it.
In case you don't know, at our local Walmart, where everyone hangs out because it's the only thing going after 10 p.m. around here, other than what's going on in my bedroom, which is a lot of nothing. Lately, it's been a lot of Grand Theft Auto 4.
Amen.
Forget Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto 4, that's where it's at. Still haven't played multiplayer yet. Right after we're done with the show, that's what I plan on doing. How old was she? 61?
Yeah, something like that.
And it was two guys.
Jumped her in the parking lot.
We did a story where one guy jumped a 100-year-old woman.
And she took it well.
She took it well. But, no.
And this is not a joke.
We're not joking here.
This is dead serious.
Weaver has had a bad run out with the cops. He gets kicked out of Walmart for good for making for scaring little kids.
Yeah, that and stealing a weight or something, skateboarding something.
And then he got arrested for skateboarding in the parking lot.
Yep. And then he got arrested for DUI and all this other
stuff. Then he got arrested for DUI and possession.
Mm-hmm. And now he gets arrested for
being a woman. And now he gets arrested for assault and battery and attempted robbery
on an old woman.
Wow.
Our show corrupted him a whole lot, didn't it?
No, he was long gone before the show, going to school wearing a Charles Manson jacket.
Yeah, well, yeah. True.
I remember him sitting in class and doing that to his jacket, and the teacher's like, go to the principal's office.
I have nothing.
And you see him walking out of the office, putting it back on.
Yeah. He was a nut. Or he is a nut. Let's put it that way. He's a nut.
Yes, he is a nut. And now he's a nut in jail.
Getting, never mind. Nuts.
Getting nuts in his ass. Yeah, for You got a pretty mouth. You want your cornbread. Yo.
And you know how Michael looks anyways. Like.
Michael's already got that stoned out look 24/7.
Yeah.
He walks kind of hunched over going, fah, gee.
Damn. I'd rape her.
Oh, my God.
That is old.
Swing.
I'd rape her. I still
Oh, yeah, and the lady that came in, looks like her face caught on fire and they put it out with an axe. I hope she listens. Jesus.
Well, she fell out of them.
She better be glad this wasn't a crack house. She'd be shot. It's Bainbridge. There's a good chance it could be.
Yeah, well. Walk up in here.
No, meth. Sorry. Don't want to get the drug dealers offended. It's
any meth. Hotel. There you go.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Crack.
Oh, my God.
I read that. I didn't make the kid. A lot of this is going to be cut out because I want to protect him.
Yeah.
But when I read the story about the whole time to read about it, if you want to know about it, it was even featured on 27 and Channel 6 News.
Yeah.
So pretty much everyone around here already knows about it, but they don't know who the kids are. My God. I never would have guessed.
I would have.
Well.
I knew.
Oh.
I've known his dad a while.
That is Donnie of what address?
I didn't know he did that, okay? I didn't know he did that.
You didn't know he was distributing.
Yeah, I didn't know he was, I didn't know he did
that. That's like when, that's like the biggest bust in Bainbridge like
history.
Ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Who would have thought it was be two white folk?
Yeah, for real. For real. A skinny, scrawny white dude and a Never mind.
Yeah, my God. Yeah, shut up.
Before we dig a hole too deep. Yeah. And it's like a meth house in here. Somebody kicked the door in with an Uzi.
I did make the connection at first, and then someone said, hey, is that such and such?
Whoa! Crap!
It is! La-dee-dee-dee-dum-dum-dum. Remember, he didn't know what it meant.
No, he's just.
And he claimed he loved it, but he never. But he. They call me. Anyway, we got to take another break. When we come back, we got our finishing stories and whatever.
Let's go smoke some meth.
Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to the da
Super Radio.
This is the Entitled Show on Amped Radio.
You all ready for this? Wonder what it would be like to trade paint with Kevin Harvick.
You think you can stop me?
With Fathead, you can feel the heat, because it's as close to real NASCAR racing as you can get.
How would you like one of these in your room?
Easy to put up and move around. Just peel and place.
Now that's a Fathead.
Durable and strong, Fathead hold up longer than four tires on a straight track.
Real big graphic of me in your living room. 29,
29 will look good on your wall. Too aggressive for retail stores. Fathead can only be found at fathead.com. Officially licensed by NASCAR, the NBA, the NFL, and Players Inc. Go to fathead.com. With the passion and attitude of only true fans, Fathead are classic and collectible. What are you looking at?
What's up, bro?
Welcome back to the Entire Show. Donnie's on his cell phone.
Mark. It's Swabba.
Who?
Swabba.
You got the male or female?
Male.
Oh, the male? Well, then hang up on him. All right. This is the Entire Show on Empty Radio, brought to you by Hot Topic, Fathead.com.
Where's my fathead?
It's on fathead.com and wweshop.com and the WWE Judgment Day on pay-per-view. Get wwe.com/pay-per-view or PPP for more information.
We're back.
Okay, he's back. Slobber was on the phone.
Slobber.
Rebecca's brother.
The Slobber.
What is up with Rebecca? She sends me a text message to say she's depressed.
Yeah, and then she won't talk to me.
And then she won't reply.
Yeah, no. She called me the other day. Can you come talk to me? Maybe.
It was like, I sent her a message going, well, is there anything I could do to make you undepressed? And she didn't know what I meant.
Make you feel better.
Yeah. Hello? Are you a blonde?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know the truth. She doesn't listen to this. Have you hit that?
No.
You liar. Uh-huh, you're lying. You have. I'm not going to say your answer on the air. I knew it. I knew you didn't. Okay, he did. And for the record, I haven't. Wouldn't mind to, but never mind. Yeah. She avoids me now.
Yeah, I talked to her. Why wouldn't she talk to you? That was all of it.
I'll send her a message and she completely ignores me. I hate that. Stupid bitch. I didn't mean it, Rebecca. I love you. Even though you don't listen. You know I love you, girl. Even though you don't love me. Are you smuggling a little kid in your pants?
I think so. He's squealing. Squealing for mercy.
Do you have a puppy dog in your pocket?
It's a beer fart.
No.
It's a beer fart.
Oh, you drink? It's Sunday, you devil worshiper.
It's the day of relaxation.
Yeah. That's what around here. You have all these hardcore Christians that say there should not be alcohol sold on Sundays. Isn't this the land of the free?
Well, if you're going to buy it, you're going to find something.
Yeah,
it's either drink or do drugs.
But here's the thing. I know a few people that own liquor stores around here. They would prefer it if they didn't allow Sunday sales because they have people that walk the streets selling alcohol for them on Sundays.
Good point. More money.
And they can make double
on Sunday.
On Sunday. Because a case of beer, what does a case of beer run for now?
About $20.
They can charge $40 on the street for it and people will pay it.
Just because it's Sunday.
Just because it's Sunday.
And people are needing it.
And they said, it's a chance for me to take a day off and make double the money.
Well, I see the...
So, I could kind of...
It's something to look at a store.
Let's do it. We're not old enough to be in it, but we can own it.
Hey, yeah.
I'll be old enough in December.
I'll be old enough in March.
I'm older than you?
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck. Respect your elder, bitch. Bow at my feet, you peasant.
Appreciate it.
You're like 9 months younger than me, and I'm telling you to bow at my feet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lick my boots, bitch. Anyway. Being longer. Oh, anyway.
9 months? How am I 9 months?
March. December to March.
December to January, January.
3 months.
Damn, 9 months. My ass.
No, I'm 3 months older than you.
Mm-hmm. You said nine a while ago.
I'm three. I can't do math. I graduated from Bainbridge High School.
Amen. And I'm going to Bainbridge College. Isn't that even worse?
I'm going to Bainbridge College in the fall. I'm finally going back to school. A little golf clap. That doesn't register in a mic because it's so quiet. Could you guys be a little quieter? I'd like to hear the grass grow.
Silent. Silent.
The only time I watch golf ever is the Masters. You're sitting 500 yards away in a booth going, he's teeing off.
What a shot.
That looks like a good shot.
It lands in the green.
It's on the green. It's in the hole. It's in the hole.
Amazing shot by Tiger.
Oh my God.
The first black man ever to get a hole in one at the Augusta National.
I don't think they'll hear you. I can't remember who the comedian was. He said that he'd like to see Mexican soccer announcers do golf one time. He steps up to the third green. There's the putt. And... hole! Could you just imagine if they get a hole in one, they would pass out from all the lack of air. And I'm getting back into hockey. I blame my son. I'll explain later. Mark.
Oh, okay.
Matt Format, who's listening right now, understands what I'm talking about. Don't you, Flirt, Matt? Shake your head yes at the computer. Yes, I'm talking to you, Format. But I blame him. He got me back into hockey. I bought the stupid game. Used, of course.
Hey, and it was still what?
It was $45 before my Edge card, which took another 10% off.
That's only on used games, isn't it?
The Edge, yeah. Only on trading in and buying used games. An extra 10%.
I got
either
one,
way.
But
because I traded in games with purchase of GTA 4, I got 20% trade-in increase.
They tried to get me to pre-order that Wii Fitness. I was like, do I look fat to you?
Hey.
Do I look like I need that?
Note to the people out there, I'm trying to get a job at GameStop, so if you know anyone at the corporate office.
I was thinking about going there and getting a job.
I submitted an app and they seemed kind of like, yay.
Wouldn't it be messed up if we both got a job there? That would be fucked up.
And we'd be on the same shift. We'll both be, you'll be on like the PS3, I'll be on the Xbox display. Customers will walk in going, do you have the latest copy of the Barbie game? Yeah, just go help yourself.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm busy.
It's in the display case. Here's the keys.
Open the register. Just throw your money in there.
Hello, corporate. Can we get a Dance Dance Revolution display? Why? Do you have a lot of requests for it? No, just one.
We'll play it.
Yeah, we're bored here. I mean, there's no customers here. I don't even know why you keep the store open. all the money that we claim we have, we don't have. All the games we give away to homeless people. And they use it for firewood, even though there's no wood in it. They use the booklets. And they use the plastic to keep themselves warm. I'm really running out of steam with this joke. My boss is calling again, and we're in the middle of the show, so hold on, let's see what he wants. Hello? Hey. Oh, we got about another 10, 15 minutes. Okay. Alright.
Need to buy my knife, here you go.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta slip my wrist, hold on. Okay, since I got 5 minutes to live, damn. Shut up. A New Mexican woman has been arrested after chasing her boyfriend with a knife after thinking he was an actor in a porn movie.
Wouldn't that make her proud?
Oh my freaking god! Hello?
Hey. The only thing I did look back up is this TV. Yeah, the TV.
I swear to God. The victim says it all started when he and his girlfriend were inside his Albuquerque home watching the movie together. He says 20-year-old Amanda suddenly decided he was an actor in the film and went for him with a knife. Ah! She almost shanked me and everything. She put a knife under my throat, the victim told a 911 operator. The victim, wearing only a pair of shorts, ran outside down the road still talking to the emergency service operator on his cell phone. He said she already stabbed him in the face and had bitten him on the chest. The dispatcher told the victim to keep running and try to get inside a store. He finally managed to flag down a deputy who was responding to his distress call. Deputies arrested her, charged her with aggravated assault and aggravated battery. Ooh, battery.
Mm.
Crank it up. She was also charged with child abuse because deputies say she left behind her 8-month-old boy alone in the home while she chased her boyfriend down the road. Stupid fucking bitch.
She should be proud that he was a porn star.
I know. You have to have a big cock to be in that. Don't ask me how I know. I know prom has passed, but a story surfaced here. A high school senior in Ann Arbor, Michigan, says his unconventional prom proposal led to suspensions for him and 12 of his lacrosse teammates.
Darn. Why is it always lacrosse?
The man said he wanted to do something special to ask his fellow senior, Carolyn Campbell, to attend the prom. So he convinced his teammates to bare their backsides and paint the words, "Will you go to prom with me, yes or no," on their rears during a varsity soccer game. She signaled her agreement by touching the lower back of a teammate with "yes" painted on his posterior. However, the athletic director said that the lacrosse players were suspended for one day of school, barred from an undetermined number of games, in order to perform 20 hours of community service.
That's terrible.
What does this world come to when you can't moon?
I know, for real. Oh
my God.
America. Amazing bullshit. We are not free as crap. Damn.
I think my pen's leaking.
Yeah, very much so.
I believe I need to throw it away after this show.
Oh, yeah.
Moving right along because we're running out of time, and also my boss keeps calling. Rocky. My life sucks. Rockingham County, North Carolina authorities said a man was arrested after he posed as a sheriff's deputy while dealing with a store clerk who was an off-duty deputy.
Okay. How redundant.
The county sheriff's office alleged that the 31-year-old man asked for a law enforcement discount from a clerk at an AutoZone store. He allegedly showed a clerk identification card from a basic law enforcement training course and claimed to work in the patrol division of the sheriff's office. However, the clerk was an off-duty sheriff's deputy and knew the man was lying, so he was arrested. Well, I thought that actually was going to go somewhere, but it didn't.
Yeah, it just kind of dead-ended.
We've ran out of steam because of the freaking lady and the freaking phone calls. God damn it. We try to do something special for our listeners because we effed up and lost an episode that wasn't that good anyway. Because of your sister. No, I'm joking.
Appreciate it.
Your sister still dating that guy?
Which one?
Which one?
Which one?
Wait a minute, what are you trying to say? Your sister dates multiple guys?
No, I'm not asking the one before this one or this one. Which one do you think she dates?
Does she have one now?
Yeah.
Okay. A few people asking.
Okay. Have at it. They can ask.
They're still asking. I know I never have a chance because Donnie would kill me.
Like I'd give it out.
I get a show through my phone of the pictures of girls that I have, and it's like whoops, and all of a sudden I just get the death stare and be like, uh-oh, he found the secret folder. Wait, there was no secret folder. It's like, yeah, that's Ashley, that's Nicole, that's... Next. Delete. Could you send it to me again? I had to delete it because your brother was looking through my phone.
I won't give it in.
You get the bill, 20 text messages to some... What? That's Bob's number.
I'm like, what the heck?
All right, here we go. This would be funny if this happened here. A Reading, Pennsylvania man was accused of walking naked for 3 miles along a bypass, has been charged with indecent exposure and other violations. The 38-year-old man allegedly walked naked for 3 miles of the West Shore bypass after he climbed onto the roof of a van and was driving and was thrown when the vehicle crashed into a guide rail. He received emergency service for a severe cut to his abdomen and was found to have cocaine in his system. He's been charged with indecent exposure, risking a catastrophe. Open lewdness, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, driving while intoxicated, public drunkenness, and various traffic violations.
Sounds like something that would happen here.
Sounds like a regular Friday night around here.
Mm-hmm.
And a good old Bainbridge, effing Georgia. I hate this effing town. If I wasn't so broke, I'd leave.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. Let's see here. Police say a bus driver in northern Illinois faces child endangerment charges for allegedly slamming on the brakes because she was angry at the kids on her bus.
Man, all of us would be dead
that
now.
That happens a lot around here.
We should all
You're standing up, walking up and down the aisle, and all of a sudden... You get thrown towards the windshield, and the bus driver's like, I told you to sit down. With no remorse whatsoever. Police saved the 54 students on board. One child went to the hospital, and paramedics treated 18 others at the scene. The children ranges from ages 5 to 10 years old. All had minor injuries. Charged with 19 counts of reckless conduct, 19 counts of child endangerment, both misdemeanors. The 37-year-old was released on $100 bond.
Oh, my God.
Her telephone number was unlisted.
She could probably shit that.
That was uncalled for.
Well.
Okay, last story. This had me laughing all week when I found it on Monday. At 8:16 p.m. on April 22nd, a North Platte police... Police patrolman was dispatched by the 911 center to a North home in the 200 block of William Avenue on the complaint of a wedgie.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Seems a neighbor kid gave a youngster a wedgie and the boy's father called the police. Now, this is how stupid this newspaper was. They explain what a wedgie is. I'm going to try to be serious in the newscaster voice. A wedgie is the condition of having one's underwear or other garments wedged between the buttocks. This can occur due to tight garments or physical activity or performed as a prank by another person by yanking the undergarments upward, thus giving a wedgie.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Like we need an explanation of a wedgie. Like we would waste our... Never mind.
The officer arrived at the residence and talked with all concerned. According to a police spokesman, the father of the boy who received the wedgie thought it was inappropriate.
And he didn't call the cops.
No one was cited or arrested. The police spokesperson said they are very vigilant on the outlook for wedgies here. $10 million to drug enforcement, $50 million to wedgie enforcement.
My God.
You might get away with that in Lincoln or Omaha, but you're not going to get away with wedgies in North Platte.
I swear.
The spokesman said they plan to put a stop on wedgies before they escalate into full-blown
melons
or atomic wedgies.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they didn't give us an explanation what a melon or atomic wedgie was. Donnie, you want to elaborate on what those are? First, a melon.
A wedgie. An atomic wedgie is also a wedgie. They all have the same effects near about, and they all performed in the same, almost.
Isn't atomic when it just rips?
Yeah, pretty much. You just rip their drawers off.
Split the old boys in two.
Yeah, that's it. Depends on who's getting it.
Melvin makes you shit on yourself, I guess.
Yeah. Blood shit. Shitty blood.
Like the Jackass.
Yeah, like Jackass.
The Wedgie Bungee.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. The Wedgie Bungee.
He shit blood. Amazing.
Look at the shit and blood. Look at the maxi pad.
Man-pon.
He used the man-pon to project, protect his junk. Oh my god.
Man-pon.
It's been an hour already. Once I put the commercials in, it will be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, since we didn't do this last episode, we gotta send a special thanks to... nice. HotTopicFathead.com and WWE.com/PPV for information on their upcoming pay-per-view. I don't know when the date is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Grand Theft Auto 4 and you want to play with me on Xbox Live, it's LazyBob229. No space, it's just LazyBob229 on Xbox Live. I also have Call of Duty and NHL.
Whichever one.
Whatever. I challenge anyone. I'll probably lose. The FCR virus.
We'll get you.
FreeCreditReport.com. That's, okay. When we first started, Donnie don't give a shit about this. He's just here for the fame. And the farting.
I've got beer farts today.
Aren't you supposed to have beer burps?
No, it's just not coming out the right way.
Anyway, in Call of Duty 4, you can have clan tags. And we decided on the clan tag FCR, which stands for Free Credit Report.
Okay.
That's the story. And anytime anyone leaves, it's like, oh, the virus! The virus has infected the enemies, so they leave.
Free Credit Report.
It's called AIDS. And we send it over the internet. So if you play us, you're going to be infected. You're going to die. We're going to plant the bomb and we're going to shove it up your ass.
We need to have AIDS farts. Like my beer farts. Yeah, go ahead and give me some. Thank you. I'm trying to elaborate.
It's been a while for one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go before my boss
calls again.
Apparently, I got to be at the other place within 20 minutes to hook a television up. Because no one over there knows how.
Put the
it's Bainbridge, Georgia.
Wrong.
You stick a yellow cable in the yellow hole. I mean.
Amazing.
Just like I say, you take the pink stick and you put it in the pink hole.
And then you never.
And then an image comes out. See you guys next time. Growing up as a kid in Marietta, Pennsylvania.